Flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whisakisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Woo! So how do we want to do it? Neither one of us has ever had to do the intro before.
No.
Do you want to do it?
Hello, welcome to the Wrestle Club UK podcast. My name is Richard Wright, Gangster Festus, joined by Main Event Mark Cram. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's, you know, it's with no Sakisa today, so we don't have to say the thing about ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between. We'll just go our own way with it. And
It's fine.
I'm happy with that. Like, it's anything, like, we're doing a different today. There's going to be no visual
podcast.
Put some slideshows online or something.
Maybe.
It's just me and Richard in a room, not being distracted by the young people or the cool people.
Yeah.
We can really get into the fucking weeds of the shit that we want to talk about on this podcast.
Because it's me and how I feel about myself, I instinctually feel like we're like the NWO, like, beat it, like, you know, the squad that was like
Stevie Ray
and like Vincent, and like,
when the least successful member of a tag team is the head of a stable.
You get
the NWO or you get X Factor.
Oh, I didn't mind X Factor.
Did you like the theme song?
I did like the theme song. The intro anyway is banging.
Was it Uncle Cracker?
Yeah, which they just used. But they had no permission to use it, which is why it changed.
Yo, you're dealing with the X Factor.
I got everything I ever wanted. Like, which is why that went away and just became, you're dealing with the X Factor. Because they just used Uncle Cracker without permission.
That's a real mad thing for a company of that size, who have been pretty shit hot on stuff like that usually. My favorite thing about WWE and entrance songs is Living Colour doing a re-release of Cult of Personality just before Punk came back, so they could license that version rather than the production company's version.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying Punk tipped them off, but it does feel a little bit
maybe
like somebody.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That makes sense. Let's
move this closer. Right, so, Richard, we are recording on the day that, well, the day after WWE have just announced a lot of releases.
Yep.
Have we got any highlights from the releases? Who's gone?
I remember the second wave a little better. The second wave was Gallows and Anderson. I says you remember it better. Gallows and Anderson went, which I was surprised at.
Yeah. They are entertaining. They do add value.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised in the sense they've not done anything with them in fucking ages, but they are both talented, they're both entertaining. They'll be fine. They'll go back to Japan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not worried for their future. The other one you mentioned there, though, Isla Dawn, I was a little bit upset for her.
Yeah, it's
a
shame.
I feel like she's not really been given the opportunity she's got. Other ones, Giovanni Vinci, he's been on borrowed time since getting kicked out of Imperium, isn't he? Let's face it, you were always there because Timothy Thatcher, for whatever reason, wasn't signed.
Yep.
Good luck to you on the indies, but I can't see AEW picking him up either, so
no.
I think he's back to Europe. Be nice to see you.
Yeah, good.
Fabian Aichner coming home.
Blair Davenport is... The reason that's a surprise is, literally the week before on SmackDown, they had an angle where Piper Niven has gone to Chelsea Green. We need more security. And then they are seen in that on that SmackDown talking backstage to Blair Davenport.
How badly could she have fucked that up? That she got through? I mean, I don't know much about Blair Davenport's time before WWE.
She has already tweeted, what did she tweet? She tweeted Top Gaijin. So clearly she is going to go back to Japan, where she was a star.
Speaking of star, probably Stardom. So
yeah.
There we go.
Stardom or Marigold, one of the two, depending how she was with Rossi Ogawa. Okay.
What's the politics with Blair Davenport? We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Next one's on the list, Akam and Razor. I was quite surprised at this, because they've been in a faction with Cross.
Yeah.
I feel like you want to keep a faction around Cross, because, I don't know, he just seems like he needs one, because he is not... Although, his backstage work has been pretty good recently, Cross, I will say.
Yeah, no, he's good. I like him.
But at a time where they seem to be trying to put more focus back on the tag division, it does seem to be weird to get rid of your sort of only other big boy tag team other than the War Raiders.
War Raiders, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't... I mean, they'll be fine. I reckon they'll have a stint in Japan. Big lads like that. They'll love
possibly,
that.
Possibly, yeah.
They'll love that in New Japan. They'll love that.
Yeah, because maybe MLW.
I also don't think they're awful. I think they move pretty well.
They're all right, yeah.
Paul Ellering's gone because they're gone. I mean, we all thought Paul Ellering got fired. Love it. They didn't able to write him off TV. They brought him back for 2 weeks, then fired him. It feels a little bit pointless. And the last one, arguably the most interesting, and the one that I feel like might end up going to AEW just because his mates are already there, Cedric Alexander. Will Tony Khan want to complete the set and have the whole
I think you're right. I think he will.
Yeah.
I don't see the point.
I don't see the point, but I think it's nice to have that balance of... Because MVP is going to wrestle very little if he wrestles at all in AEW. So you want to have... Lashley is the singles guy,
and then you can put
Shelton and Cedric as the tag team.
Yeah,
because they've had a little run of Shelton as singles, and they've portrayed him pretty well. But I don't think he's never going to main event. So,
you could have put Max Caster with them, and save yourself some money,
and added an element of entertainment which does not exist with Cedric Alexander.
Yeah,
who, let's face it, came in during the Cruiserweight Classic. Apparently, wasn't really earmarked to be signed off.
He wasn't.
Then it was. And has been stealing a living for the last 10 years.
And was the one guy, like, was a big emotional moment when Triple H walked out.
Yeah.
After his match, and like, this, we're signing you, we're giving you a contract.
Well, that's how well presented that show was. It was the one they were talking about wasn't going to get signed until he actually asked about it. Was it Mustafa Ali? Well, so one of them in the company just literally just didn't have any clue they were getting signed until, like, they announced it.
That tournament was brilliant,
yeah,
but also arguably the two biggest stars in that tournament, like, did not stay with the company.
Well, I think it was spoke volumes of the hype that they gave. I'm assuming we're talking about Zack and Kota.
Yeah.
So Zack Sabre Jr. and Kota Ibushi were very much built up as the stars in their brackets, and I think they were probably still trying to sign them up until the semi-finals, and they both said no, so you ended up with a final of Grand Metalik,
yes,
whose WWE career was not particularly distinguished, and TJP, who's great.
He's great,
and he's now having a lovely time in Japan.
Yeah, and having great, his gimmick's great.
And I mean, TJP was a good winner for the tournament in the end, but yeah. it was very obvious that that's not the way they expected.
No, they wanted Ibushi versus Zack Sabre Jr.
And what's Zack Sabre Jr. done since then?
No, nothing, mate. Absolutely ruined his career.
Just main evented the Tokyo Dome a few times. He's doing all right.
Harry Potter's not the only wizard from the United Kingdom.
That was really bad.
That
was not bad. So that tournament was great, though. Go back and watch some of that. And, you know,
yeah, please, if you've not seen it, check it out.
So, some of the other British people in it, well, one of the other British people in it, are no longer allowed to be enjoyed.
Yeah, no, of course. But also the Mae Young Classic.
Do you
had this time of, like, doing really banging tournaments?
What I love is, remember they did the second year of the Cruiserweight Classic, had Tajiri in it, came back. That was fucking great. And Brian Kendrick in the first one. And that's the first Gargano Ciampa matches in the first Cruiserweight Classic.
The first Cruiserweight Classic,
as well, before we all got absolutely sick of seeing them.
Yeah.
But that was really good, the first time they did it. And it's planted the story for a lot of what came from through NXT for a long time. Anyway, we've had some releases. So me and Richard thought we would go through the current WWE roster and talk about who we would get rid of, who we would keep, who we're debating on.
Yeah.
Starting from, and we're going to go from a website called WWE SmackDown Hotel, because the WWE website itself is awful for this sort of thing.
Terrible. So Shane McMahon's still on the roster.
Shane McMahon, we would release Shane McMahon. So starting from number one, I'll do number one. You can point at number two. Number one, Adam Pearce, Raw GM.
Keep him.
Love him. Former NWA World Champion.
Yep.
People don't talk about that enough.
Nope.
Because that belt at the time was largely not important, but Adam Pearce, I think he's been a very good on-screen character. I think he's understated, he's not overpowering the show, same way that we'll get to him later on. So keep Adam Pearce.
Okay, now we've got Adriana Rizzo.
I'm not sure who this is.
She's in NXT. I believe, this is where I'm going to go. I think she's the one that's with Tony D.
We'll keep her then.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely keep her. There's no reason to fire her.
I feel like this one's going to be quick. AJ Styles.
Yeah, get rid of him. What a useless...
Again, a former NWA watcher.
Yeah. He can go back to the Indies. No, keep AJ Styles.
Keep AJ Styles. Akira Tozawa. Has the Alpha Academy run its course? Because I feel like Maxine can go out on her own now. I mean, Otis doesn't need anybody else. Is a character that he's now just a comedy character.
Yeah.
I think he's done well to hang in there as long as he has. Because he's been there since the Cruiserweight Classic as well.
He has.
I would now I would be fine with him going.
Yeah, I don't. I feel bad because he's great.
He's great, but like, but what has he really contributed? I mean, I know he had the match with Carmelo this week.
That's the thing is, like, he's reliable. He's a reliable mid card hand. You just chuck him in there with him, and he'll have the match will be good.
But does he bring anything that Otis doesn't have without him?
No, absolutely not.
All right, what have you got now? Is it you or me now? It's me now, isn't it? Alba Fire.
Alba Fire, I'm keeping.
Now, you've just released Isle of Dawn.
Yes.
So why are we keeping Alba Fire?
Because I think if you've now got a women's division that has two mid-card titles, you've finally got a roster, as proven by the Rumble, that's really strong. You need people for that IC title scene, and she's perfect for it.
I mean, Klein's great. I mean, I'm a huge Alba Fire, well, Kaylee Ray from the indie days. We loved her in Eve, everywhere else she's been in the UK and around. It was great to see her get that massive NXT UK title run. I'm happy for her to be kept, I think, but she must be. I mean, she might have been released while we were recording this.
Maybe. It's one of my favourite moments in Eve show. It was like, I think it was a four-way match. One of the shows they did in Hackney, when they first came back, and they're brawling all around the rings, big brawl, and Kaylee Ray goes to pick up a bin full of glass, and you just hear Dan Reed's voice go, "No!" And she's like, "Oh." It's like, whoa.
They're letting little Lego down. The Lego probably hurts more than the fucking glass. Yeah. But... All right, next couple I think are very easy.
Very easy.
Alex Shelley, keep.
Yeah, Alex Shelley, keep.
Alexa Bliss has just come back.
Alexa Bliss, keep.
Alicia Taylor, for sure, keep.
Yeah, ring announcer, she's good.
Here's one that might cause some consternation. Andrade.
He's got to be a little worried, hasn't he?
Well, did they release him last time or did he leave last time?
I don't remember.
I mean, he's not with Charlotte anymore, so he's not got that protection.
Nope.
I mean, I'm not saying he's worried because they brought him. He must be on a fairly long contract still. I can't imagine they're going to be looking to take him out anytime soon.
I don't know what you're doing.
They've not done anything with him. The thing is, everything he does well. In the ring. Like, the seven-match series with Carmelo was great. It was ultimately meaningless because they drew the last one.
Yes.
But
did you even get an odd pairing tag team out of it?
Yeah, so Andrade... Oh, yeah, the bar. I enjoyed the bar.
The bar was great.
Andrade and Carmelo are no bar.
No.
So Andrade, I would at this point, I would release if you're looking to trim.
Yeah.
All right, you want to do the next one?
Yeah, Andre Chase. Keep him. It's interesting because they just killed Chase Yu and, like, Duke Hudson's been released. Very quietly. But I think you can still do... I think they're doing, like, a sad Andre Chase. Like, he's been in the background and segments looking really sad.
I think this debate on this one for me is, are there now people in that company who are only ever going to work in NXT?
Yeah, that's Andre Chase.
And if that, then keep him. If you're looking at someone to be promoted, I don't think he's ever going to the main roster. I think Chase, wouldn't work as a gimmick on the main roster.
No.
Or what he's doing now. So I would say keep, but...
Keeping NXT.
Angel
Garza.
They've dropped his last name, have they?
Yeah, it's just Angel.
I mean, get rid, probably. I mean, I don't know what he's doing there.
Tag team, isn't it? Legado del...
Oh, yeah, keep him. Maybe keep him just on the virtue we need tag teams.
We need tag teams.
Angelo Dawkins.
Can keep him.
Keep.
Here we go.
I don't know who Anthony Luke is.
Who?
Anthony Luke. Have you not got Anthony Luke?
My next one's Apollo Crews.
Oh, I've lost that. I've got Anthony Luke. All right, Anthony Luke, I don't know his NXT. He must be useless. Right. Apollo Crews. I can't believe he still works there.
Yeah, wow. Is he only not been fired this time because he's injured and they don't want to look?
I reckon he scheduled his surgery because he knew this was coming. Apollo Crews is in hiding at a hospital. This is the greatest crime since JTG has managed to escape about four rounds of firing. Apollo Crews has had one match on TV and won it, by the way.
Yeah.
Crazy. I would get rid of him. I don't know what we're keeping him for at this point.
Yeah.
Also, because I think he could actually do interesting stuff other places.
Yeah, he could do. Bring back Uha Nation.
Bring back Uha Nation. Who you got next?
Ariana Grace.
Don't know who that is.
That is Santino Marella's daughter. She's currently being the liaison, NXT liaison to TNA, like appearing on TNA as like representative of NXT management.
So she's serving a purpose.
Yeah.
Right, we'll keep her then. Ashanti, the Adonis. I mean, NXT still got potential. I'd keep.
Yeah.
Easy one next.
Asuka.
Does she want to stay? Let's ask her.
Yay. If she wants to stay, sure.
She wants to be there, yeah. I'd like to see her back on doing some other stuff now, but I feel like she's done everything she can do there. They're never going to put her as the top woman in the company anymore, so... But no. I don't think they're going to release her in all the fucking.
No. Like, too good.
That's an interesting one. Austin Theory. Again, maybe just being kept in by the virtue of being in a tag team.
Yeah, and he's down in NXT right now doing some stuff.
They serve a purpose.
Yeah.
They're mildly entertaining. He was never going to be the guy that Vince McMahon seemed to think he was going to be.
No.
But we'll keep him.
And, you know, Ricky Starks is still under contract, so I think he's safe.
And now, moving on to Nepotism 101.
Yeah.
Ava Maivia.
Safe. Keep her safe. Moving on.
I mean... We all know she's not going anywhere,
and we all know
why. But arguably the worst general manager of anything since Mike Adamley is continuing to stay.
Apparently was going to be a much bigger focus of NXT moving forward.
Why?
And they're going to use that thing in the what did The Rock call her on NXT?
The final boss of NXT.
The final boss of NXT. Yeah. I think that's going to be her branding going forward, and it's going to be like...
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Axiom, keep.
Keep.
B-Fab, keep.
Keep. She's improved a lot.
She has. And she's,
I can't believe I would have said keep like a year ago.
She's flashing out the main roster nicely. Yeah. Every time she adds something, every time she's done. I mean, yeah. Bailey.
Bailey, keep.
Done everything, keep.
Yeah.
Berto, probably staying for the same reason that Angle's staying.
Yeah.
Bianca Belair.
Keep.
Big Bronson Reed.
Yes.
I mean, we've still got Big E is here.
Yeah.
You better still... keep Big E.
Yeah.
You fire Big E and I'm kicking off.
Yeah. No, keep him. Keep him.
All right. Blake Howard.
I don't know who you are. Are you a ring announcer?
He looks like a ring announcer. Let's keep him.
Yeah, keep him.
He looks
Booker T. Oh my God. This commentary makes zero sense.
I mean, he's on a Legends deal, so you have to get rid of him entirely, but take him off fucking commentary whenever possible.
Just, if you're going to have Corey Graves on NXT, Vic Joseph and Corey Graves is all you need.
So, the only time I've ever enjoyed Booker T in commentary was in TNA when he was pretending to be a character called White Snow.
Yes, that's where it was going.
I'm White Snow. Him and Kevin, what was Chet Lemon? That was a... If you had never seen that, go look. When Booker T, and apparently the story behind this, because Booker T just kept doing random accents on TV in promos and on commentary, because he was trying to get jobs as an actor, and he was trying to show that he could do different voices.
Was that why?
I've been told that, but the voices are so bad, that can't be true. But given like some of the things he thinks is funny on commentary and tries to get over, maybe it is true. Like the shucky ducky quack quack.
Yeah, that episode where the Main Event Mafia took over Impact...
It's good.
It's so good. Scott Steiner as ring announcer is incredible.
I mean, Kevin Nash is just one of the funniest people in wrestling.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman.
Keep him.
He's a big old boy. What's not to love about that?
Brinley Reese. She's in NXT, I think.
Keep if she like. I'm inclined to keep most people.
Keep if he's fine.
If I don't know who they are, Brock Lesnar's listed here.
Brock Lesnar. He's not surely. Like,
let's say release.
Release. He can go back to his farm and just be happy.
I don't think we need to discuss Bron Breakker.
Bron Breakker, keep him.
Keep him. Bronco Nemo.
Keep him. He's a good tag team. He's in a good tag team in NXT.
Brooks Jensen.
Keep. It's great.
British Creed.
Keep.
They've got Bubba Ray Dudley here.
Fucking
Legends deal.
Legends, whatever.
Here's one. Byron Saxton. Surely it's time to say goodbye to Byron Saxton.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, he does the thing with the press conferences and stuff. Like, he's not hurting anyone.
Put him back in the ring. You remember that incredible finisher he had in NXT?
The worst finisher. I don't know what it was.
Also, but for the younger people listening, not good NXT. Not the NXT
that you remember.
The precursor of NXT when it was a weird game show.
If you haven't seen Byron Saxton's finisher, just go YouTube, type Byron Saxton finisher. It's the top video. It's the only one. He only hit it once as far as we were at.
It's genuinely the only time I've heard someone on commentary go, what was that?
What was that?
Was it punk on commentary? Yeah,
what was that?
What was that move? I love it. Vince clearly never watched NXT, so they would just say whatever they wanted. Particularly, there's an episode of the All Women's series before like the Women's Revolution where it's Punk and Cole on commentary, and they are just having a whale of a time. Arguably a little bit sexist in pre-2025 eyes, but it was...
There's a I can't remember what episode or what series. At one point, Michael Cole just gets up and takes a telephone call.
Yeah. I mean, I love Michael Cole. All right, Candice LeRae.
Keep.
Carly Bright. We'll keep.
Keep, just NXT.
Oh, Carlito. Is he adding enough to the Judgment Day? I think they're not even letting him say anything.
He had a nice little nostalgia run.
Yeah.
But it might be time just to be cool elsewhere.
Carmella.
Keep.
Carmelo.
Keep.
Kathy Kelly. I love Kathy Kelly.
Kathy Kelly's great.
Kathy Kelly is like my favourite on-screen interviewer.
More of the Kathy and Kevin show, please.
Oh, I love that adventure.
It was so good.
The only thing I don't like about the Kevin Owens era of cutting promos in his car is we're not getting interviews with Kathy Kelly anymore.
Yes,
but Kathy Kelly is fantastic. I think the best backstage interview they've had since Renee left.
Yeah, she's so good.
Chad.
Keep. Stacks. Of course you're keeping Stacks.
Yep.
Charlie Dempsey.
It's a terrible name. Charlie Dempsey. I mean, he's not going anywhere, is he? He's Regal's kid. And he's also very good in the ring. Yeah. Bit dull on the mic, let's be honest. But
yeah, but isn't he to, you know...
Speaking of nepotism again, and to be fair, it's not just nepotism. She is one of the best in-ring performers WWE has ever had from the women's division, Charlotte Flair.
Charlotte Flair is correct. Keep her. Chelsea Green, 100%.
Obviously keep. And hire a husband, goddammit.
Yeah. I don't think he goes back.
I think if the money's right, it does.
I think he makes way more money in the indies than he'd make.
But he probably has to work a lot harder for it on the indies.
He has to do... Like, he's also got all his businesses now. Like,
yeah.
I think he makes as much from figures now than he does.
All right. Hail Saban.
Yeah.
Stays. He doesn't do the Hail Saban. They've not had the Hail Saban thing in a long time. That was really shit, actually.
Yeah. CM Punk.
CM, probably keep him.
Cody. This is a really easy section. Cody Rhodes.
Cora Jade.
Cora Jade, I keep. I think Cora Jade's really talented. She's come along a lot. She's doing good things. Thing is, like, I think we'd all be, like, raving about Cora Jade if it wasn't for the fact that NXT women's division is so incredibly stacked.
Yeah.
Julia, Stephanie Vaco.
You need to clear out the top of the card.
Roxanne Perez. You got all these people. Cora Jade's really great.
Well, they need to clear out the top end of that card, and they will do after WrestleMania. So, I can't imagine Julia or Roxanne Perez is going to be in NXT much longer.
So. And Roxanne Perez is coming out. I think Julia does stay.
Maybe Jordan Grace will be probably down there for a while as well.
I don't think Jordan Grace goes down there. I think she's straight to the main roster.
So Cora Jade, definitely keep.
Yeah.
Corey Graves.
Keep him, because he's a very good commentator.
But he's a whiny little bitch.
He's a whiny little bitch.
Cruz Del Toro, again, probably staying just on virtue of being in the LWO, isn't he?
Yeah, he's in the LWO.
Ray's mate stay. Cutler James
is a referee, I think.
Not firing referees. I feel fine with that.
And based on the colour of his teeth, I don't recognise the name.
Dakota Kai. She must have been close.
Yeah, because they're not really doing much sort of with damage control.
She got to the final of the tournament.
She did. And I thought she was going to win it.
I was pleased she didn't. I had Lyra as my pick, so I was happy with that. Damian Priest isn't going anywhere. No,
Danny Palmer is in NXT and it's fine.
Dante Chen. I don't like Dante Chen.
Dante Chen can go.
I don't like the look of
Dante Chen. He's not very good.
Dexter Lumis survives as long as the Wyatt Six survive.
Yes.
For me. Yes. I don't know how much longer that's going to be.
Yeah. Dion Lennox is surviving because Dion Lennox, they're rumoured that this thing they're doing in NXT, this like, I think what it's going to be a new stable where they keep like having this interrupt, this flash logo on the screen and stuff. Yeah. And apparently one of the silhouettes looks like Dion Lennox.
I mean, it's quite a generic-looking silhouette, so I can't imagine... a lot of people could look like Dion Lennox.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like... Once you do the vacant image, a lot of guys look like that. Give me his full name. Dirty Dominic Mysterio.
Keep him.
But Ray's illegitimate child, Dragon Lee.
Dragon Lee.
Does Dragon Lee survive?
WWE speed champion. You can't get rid of the speed champion.
The fact that... We as wrestling fans barely know who holds that title. We only know it. I think you only know Dragon Lee's champion because on your other podcast, you wrote a question about this the other week.
Also, like, they did a whole Lucha section in the Royal Rumble and he wasn't a part of it.
Yeah, that was pretty bad for him. You know you're out of the loop when you're like, you want a free masked luchadors in the whole company and you didn't get in on the Lucha section of the Rumble.
Didn't make it. Keeping him, though.
I'm keeping Drake Moreau.
Don't know who you are.
you can stay then. He looks happy.
Drew McIntyre.
I don't have to discuss keep that one. He needs to stop whining, though, doesn't he? That's what, yeah. Kayfabe.
Yeah. Eddie Thorpe is very good. He's good.
He's got keep a really him. Brilliant widow's peak, Eddie Thorpe. It's very, like, as a bald man, though, it upsets me when someone with hair, like, a strong hairline like that shaves their head. So fuck you, Eddie Thorpe. Yeah. Released.
Idris and Ofe is in a very good tag team. I like him a lot. I like, this is the first time I think anyone's ever said this, but I remember watching his matches on NXT Level Up and really enjoying them.
You might be the one person that watches NXT Level Up.
It was so watchable. Like half an hour. Bang.
It's probably got as many viewers as some of the AEW shows.
It's gone.
What's the new NXT show? There's going to be another NXT show, isn't there?
NXT Evolve.
That's the one. Which is exactly the same.
Yeah, but it's going to be more kind of like, I think... What I think Evolve is going to be is it's for people that are kind of starting out in NXT, but also people on the WWE ID program.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll work that.
Electra Lopez.
Electra Lopez, yep, yeah, why not?
Elton Prince. Elton yes, Prince. Boys.
Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
They're staying.
They're great.
Do I think they're amazing? No. Do I think they're good? Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's...
I still think they missed a trick when they didn't have... When they brought them up and they were debuting them... They didn't bring Tyler Breeze back to be their manager.
Well, Tyler Breeze didn't come up, but Fandango did come back. Before saying he wasn't Fandango. Eric Rowan. He
can keep his job as long as the Wyatt Six are around.
Eric, not Rowan.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Ethan Page, yeah.
I'm not going to release him, but genuinely, I don't get the Ethan Page act at all. I never have in any company. It's not worked in any company. He's not got over in any company. Really, has he, though?
Yeah.
Where's he been over?
He was over in Impact.
Yeah, but...
And he was so over in NXT when he arrived.
When he arrived, but that's very quickly dissipated. Like, do you enjoy watching Ethan Page?
Yeah. But also, I think the reason the biggest reason you don't fire Ethan Page is because Josh Alexander's about to be a free agent and you can repackage the North in NXT.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Fallon Henley can stay. She's North American Women's Champion, so...
Finn Balor. Obviously, you're not releasing him. I think we both know that. But...
I just...
Where are they going with Finn Balor right now?
They need to... Desperately need to bring back his own... Just bring back his entrance music.
He could use leaving WWE, I think.
That's the only reason... I would consider releasing is not for the good of WWE, the good of Finn Balor. Could you imagine him rocking back up in New Japan?
Yeah, well, you take your next big Japan show, whomever retains the title, let's hope it's Zach. And you have Prince Devitt come out as he was then, and you can dress him up if you want to.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. And I think he would have, I think he'd probably suit AEW for a bit as well. I think he'd have a great time doing that whole AEW.
Here's my pitch would be, if he rocked up in New Japan with Gallows and Anderson, got on the mic in a Bullet Club t-shirt and cut the promo like, I founded this. Since I left, it has gone to shit. I am putting this back together again. There's your new Bullet Club leader.
I mean,
you make that stable relevant again.
I'm happy with that. But I don't think WWE will release him.
No.
But I don't think, I'm not saying they should release him, but I would be intrigued to see what Finn would do if they did. Funaki!
Best commentator on SmackDown.
Never released that man.
Never released him.
That man has a job for life as far as I'm concerned.
Gigi Dolan. It's very talented.
Gigi Dolan is weirdly sort of heavily featured in the WWE's 2K4 career mode.
Really?
Like, you form like a tag team with her in the men's career, host an up, down, down knockoff show with her.
She's
like becomes women's champion in the main role. Like, weirdly heavily featured in this game. But I think she's great.
She's very good.
She's obviously featured in the game because she can act and cut a promo a bit as well. So keep her. Julia,
obviously. Grayson Waller.
Grayson Waller is fine until. So,
he's not the one I'm worried about if they break up.
He's not one, but you know he might be if Starks comes. He might be behind him in the running order of guys who are roughly the same.
Yeah,
him, Austin Theory, Stark, LA Knight.
Yeah,
they're all kind of same guys doing the same gimmick.
Can we have a stable called Me and My Shadow?
That would be fantastic. Everybody's saying, all these guys. Gunther.
Or just call them all these guys. All that's brilliant. All these guys. Gunther, keep him.
Yeah, keep him probably there for a long time. Probably going to be go down. Probably in a Hall of Famer, isn't he? That's what's going to happen to Gunther.
Yeah.
Hank Walker.
One half of Hank and Tank. Keep him.
What an awfully named tag team.
I don't think that's their official tag name, but that's...
Speaking of...
Who's that guy?
Harlem Lewis. A white guy called Harlem, which is an interesting in wrestling vernacular.
I like that they've got Hikaleo listed. Is that confirmed?
I don't know. I think it's not on TV, so it's... We won't debate him because we don't even know if he works there. Ilya Dragunov. But they need to fucking start doing something with him.
He's injured.
But even, like, I know they were putting him in prominent matches, but he didn't really have any storylines when he was fit. I think it was like, when he comes back, I hope he goes into a big angle. Not just, hey, here's Ilya Dragunov to have a banger of a match on Raw.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Ivy
Nile, she's going to be the next IC champion.
Ivy Nile is massively improving every single time.
So good.
Io Sky.
Keeper.
Izzy Dame,
yep.
Jackie Redmond? Jackie Redmond, though, is some sort of...
Yeah, she's a backstage interviewer.
Is she the one that stands out in the crowd with the people? That one.
Maybe.
And next one might be the quickest debate we're ever going to have on anybody ever. Jacob Vatic.
Keep.
Just so good. The best thing on, one of the best things on TV right now. JC Jane.
Keeper.
She looks cool. She's got the little sunglasses.
Jade Cargill.
I mean, keep. But, like... I mean, you don't spend that money on that, and, you know...
I genuinely don't think they need her.
Huge upside, though. She's got a huge upside.
Has she?
Yeah.
Because even in matches where they've tried to hide her, with a tag team match, you'd be like, give her the bit. She still makes mistakes.
They're not going to release her, though. Not anytime soon. Jada Parker. Yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
Jakara Jackson.
Yeah, fine. Metaphors, big thing.
Someone called Jasper Troy.
Don't know who that is.
Javier Bernal. I find him banal to look
Bernal,
at. So he,
yeah,
he
Jasmine Nix, a guy. I remember the name from maybe a breakout tournament, but that's it. JD McDonough. I feel bad kicking him around while he's down right now, so we're not going to.
Well, he will eventually get released, but as long as the Judgment Day is still a thing, he'll be around. JDC.
JDC's not on the. He's borrowed from TNA. He's not on the roster.
You can't release him. He doesn't work.
He doesn't
here.
Work there.
You can't fire me. I don't work for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Javon Evans is great. Okay.
Jesse Ventura's down here. Fire.
His commentary's
crazy
awful.
Crazy old man.
Awful. That thing where he draws it, is it the match you tried to be that. The referee got it wrong when he hadn't.
I don't know. I tuned him out, mate.
It was awful.
Jay Uso.
Easiest. A cape and
yeet.
Jimmy.
Yeet and no yeet can both stay.
Yeah. Joaquin Wild.
He's clinging on to a job, isn't he? Yeah. Joe Coffey.
Joe Coffey. Fire.
They've been there so long.
All three of them. All three of Gallus.
Also, I didn't enjoy the Coffeys on the UK indie scene. I used to go to the bar. No offense to Jay. I'm not sure he got, but his matches just did nothing for me. Like, just it's all like. And that's like Iron Man as well.
I briefly liked the period in NXT where the whole thing was, this is our man's pub. Our man's pub. But apart from that, awful. And the fact that you've had these three guys around when Drew McIntyre was fighting Stable and you didn't put them with him says a lot.
You have no plans for these people. No. That's what that tells me. Now, Joe Gacy, I feel like, might be the one that survives the Wyatt Six after the break.
Yeah, he's really good.
Because he's been hidden behind, they can do pretty much anything with him after. He can do his own cult leader thing like he was doing in NXT. He's got a lot of potential. He's different to a lot of what you see on WWE TV. So he's not going to get released.
No. Joe Tessitore.
I like Joe.
Yeah, he's fine.
Joe does a good job.
Pretty good.
Don't be bad
like,
with Joe.
Sometimes I think, like, sometimes at the start of matches, he maybe doesn't quite have enough energy. Like, but then he gets there. Do you know what I mean? Like, he puts the emphasis where it needs to be.
He's not annoying. That's what
no.
John Cena, I would release him on December 31st, 2025.
Yes, that's what I'd give that's him. What I would go.
Just to make a point.
Yeah.
Don't think you're getting a midnight, son. This shit's done for you.
You're done. Johnny Gargano, keep.
I mean, he's got a tag team title. You have to keep him.
Yeah. Jordan Grace, keep. Just got here.
Yeah, Josh Briggs.
Josh Briggs is really good. I don't know what's happening with Josh Briggs at the moment.
I don't know what's happening with Josh Briggs. We'll keep
him. He had that banger last Mania weekend. Remember him, Obafemi and Dijak in that three-way stand deliver? So good.
Julius Creed.
Yeah, keep him because the Creed brothers are great.
Kairi Sane.
Yeah.
Kale Dixon.
Don't know who that is.
That's a fucking awful name. Yeah. Who would give you a name fucking Kale?
Kale Dixon.
The least satisfactory of all the leafy vegetables. Why were you naming a character after a leafy vegetable? At least go with Iceberg. At least that's sort of intimidating. It sunk the Titanic.
Iceberg was.
Iceberg Nixon would be
Iceberg
fucking incredible.
Iceberg Nixon would be cool, actually.
You know what? He can stay, but now he's called Iceberg Nixon.
Jem Dixon.
His brother, Romaine. Romaine Dixon.
Romaine Reigns.
Romaine Reigns. If anyone else has any lettuce or vegetable-based puns...
That's what his gimmick, his name would have been in five... Remember that five-star wrestling game?
Oh, yeah.
It would have been Romaine Reigns.
My favourite re-gimmicking of anyone I've ever heard or thought of was renaming The Miz Lamers and making him do all musical stuff in all his I would watch. You know what? The Miz would lean into it.
He'd do well. He'd commit to it.
Callie Armstrong. Not a fucking clue.
Carmen Petrovic is good. She can stay.
Karrion Kross. You know what? A few weeks ago, you asked me, I would have said brothers.
Least, but not now.
He's doing the Sean Stasiak Devil's Advocate character backstage. I'm doing it well. Yeah. He's a good actor.
He's good.
Like, I think, and he's, you know what? I'm willing to give him a shot. If they give him something to sink his teeth into.
Also, excellent Jesse Ventura impression.
Excellent Jesse
Ventura. So good.
Better than Will Sasso.
Yeah.
Katana Shouts, keep.
Keep. Kane Carter, keep. Tag
it's
team.
It's good there next to each other, isn't it?
I don't know who Keanu Carver
is. Good name. He can stay. Yeah. Kalani Jordan.
Kalani Jordan's good.
Keep her.
Kelly Kincaid is like a backstage interviewer, I think.
She can stay. Kendall Gray.
Kendall Gray.
She looks dull. She can go. She does, doesn't she? She looks like she...
That is like if you asked like an AI program... Give me generic female wrestler.
She's got the vibe of a woman who'll tell you too much about her cats and refer to herself as a cat mum.
No, that picture looks more like she's about to be on Gladiators.
Oh, it does. She looks like, not even as a gladiator, as a contender.
As a contestant.
You've absolutely nailed that. Kevin Owens. We don't need to discuss Kevin Owens.
Keanu James is good.
Kit Wilson. Yes, boys!
Yeah. Kofi Kingston, you're keeping Kofi Kingston.
But they're so horrible, Richard.
I know.
He's the worst man. Even his own mother hates him, but he can stay.
New theme, by the way. Good.
Yeah. Apparently, did someone say Jim Johnson did that?
No. It was a weird, incorrect thing.
Oh, okay.
Jim Johnson did nothing new.
Come back, Jim Johnson.
Please.
Or COFOS. What happened to them?
Fucking anyone that's not Death Rebel.
Yeah. LA Knight.
Yeah.
He can stay. Laney Reed.
Laney Reed done that. Lance Anoa'i. I didn't think he was signed officially either.
There's a lot of stuff being put
assumed
on this unofficial website here, but if he's there, he's not getting released because
he's
thrown in with the big boys.
Lash Legend is great.
Impressive, yeah.
Yeah.
Layla Diggs, I assume, is an interviewer. She's got a microphone in her hand.
Yeah.
Lee Laurel?
Who's that?
I don't know, keeper.
Lexus King is my next one.
Fucking hate his facial hair.
It's awful, isn't it? And also, like, I'm sorry, you're stripping away everything that makes the NXT Cup relevant or different and making it a match, one-on-one match now?
Yeah. It's
pointless.
I mean, he's got a place. Is Lillian Garcia working there? Yeah, she's back.
Yeah, she's a ring announcer. She replaced Samantha Irvin.
Surely she's only there for a short time.
Apparently she's back. She's back.
But why?
Because they were like, we need somebody.
Didn't she leave of her own accord?
Yeah.
Just when I thought I was out, they dragged me back in. Love Lillian, she can stay.
Lindsay Dorado.
Does he still work there?
He's been back recently working NXT live shows.
Okay, fine, he can do that.
Liv Morgan, keep.
Logan Paul.
I'd love to fire him, but...
They're not going to fucking fire him, mate. I think there's more chance of him being a world champion than there is of him firing him.
I wish they would fire him.
Lola Vice.
Lola Vice is good.
What a great name as well. Lusa Crucifano.
He is the lawyer for the Italian mafia family.
Lucian Price here scares the fuck out of me. That was a weird photo. That's a choice he's made. So he can go because he thinks that's a good idea. Kaiser Ludwig.
Keep him. Same with Lyra Valkyria. Keep her. Malik Blade.
What a name.
He's in the tag team with Edris and Ofe.
That's the sort of name that you'd come up with on the indies in the early 2000s and wear massive pleather pants and be in Special K.
Malik
in
Blade.
Mark Coffey can go. Maxine Dupree
can stay.
She'll always have a purpose.
She's massively improved.
They've got Miko Satomura
on the roster, which she's not.
Sure.
She's about to retire.
We're not going
to
release Miko Satomura, but whatever.
She's about to retire.
Michael Cole
can stay.
Michael Cole. Mitchin is good on the mic.
She's so good.
Mike Rome.
Mike Rome is like an announcer, so he can stay.
The Miz, yeah. He's awesome. He can stay.
Montez Ford.
I mean, untapped potential to the fucking hills. Hey. They're fucking doing something with the tag team again. Do that for a couple of years or so, then get Montez on his own.
Keep Robert Stone.
Mr.
Stone. I'm sad that Von Wagner is no longer around, but we keep Mr. Stone.
Miles Bourne, that's like the most generic wrestler I've ever seen.
He's good, though.
Maybe repackage this.
He's in a good tag team.
Naomi, keep.
Yeah, Natalya.
Can she go now, though?
No.
Rich is not done with this.
No. This is what I'm talking about. Solid, dependable. She's the boat. She'll always give you a good match.
Right, we're keeping the boat.
Keep the boat.
For at least one more year.
Forever. Forever.
Then we've got to think about putting her into harbour.
No.
Nathan Fraser
is so good.
Here comes one. I don't think I want to release her, but Nia Jax.
You can't. I would. I wouldn't fire her. I just wouldn't have her prominently placed at the top of the card.
Nick Aldis, keep. Same thing we said about Adam Pearce.
Nick Khan. Why is Nick Khan on here?
Fuck it. Release him. Release Nick Khan. Release yourself, Nick Khan.
Yeah. Nikki Bella.
Release. Nikki Cross.
Keep.
I mean, she'll survive the wires. You can put her back into another gimmick. I saw someone online complaining she wasn't in the Royal Rumble. I was like, you can't put that gimmick in the Royal Rumble.
That'd be amazing.
You could have done, but could I can see. Done. But you didn't have to. And it's not hurt her in any way. Nikita Lyons.
Yeah, she's good.
She looks like an 80s sort of glamour model she's here good, with this though. Haircut. This Talent. Is a lot of hair going on there.
Nico, I don't know who Nico Vance is.
Noam Dar's
still there.
How if he survives this round of releases?
Amazing.
That would be incredible. Amazing. Noam Dar has been there since the first Cruiserweight Classic.
But in fairness, like, the stuff he did with the Metaphor and the stuff he did with the Heritage Cup was really entertaining.
Yeah, but there's so few and far between. Like, they seem to forget he works there. I think that's the really reason he survived, is because
he's injured.
He works there. Again, this is the key. Just be injured during the release cuts.
Oba Femi. Keep him. I mean, it's going to be huge. Omos. Now, a while ago, I would have said release him.
Mm.
But actually, he just had a very nice time in Japan. He's coming back because he had to drop the tag title.
I was surprised he wasn't in the Rumble, to be honest.
He didn't lose it. He handed it to another member of the stable, said, I'm leaving. And they went, oh, we're going to vacate these.
I like him. He seems like a nice bloke.
Seems a great guy.
You're not going to release him. Fucking massive.
Massive. And
he's, if you could get him to even work him, a bit.
You book him properly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oromensa.
For the fourth thing, he can stay. It's fine.
Otis.
Obviously. Just keep him, man.
I mean, I think you could lose him and not hurt the TV, but it's always good to have a comedy sort of character on the TV.
And he's good.
He is good. Pat McAfee stays.
Paul Heyman stays.
Triple H.
I think he's fairly safe.
Fairly safe. Penta.
Penta, keep.
Pete Dunne must be on the... I love Pete.
I love Pete Dunne.
He must be on the bubble. He is not done it. I mean, other than have R-Truth get his name wrong on TV, which I suppose is something. At least it shows that they're doing stuff with the low cards. Like, there's some sort of plot line.
Yeah, it's just kind of keeping him around, but like...
Are they just treading what till Tyler gets back and then push him as a tag team?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Pete Rosenberg, does he work there?
He does like pre-show panels, but they don't even really. Whatever, you can fire him.
Piper, stays.
Keep him. R-Truth, job for life, mate.
If they ever fired R-Truth, I will stop watching the show.
His interview with Chris Van Vliet, he just did, is really interesting because he's really good at like giving credit to like the people backstage who like helped him come up, came up with the ideas for him. But he listens and he's correct, and a lot of people can learn from this. His secret is he just commits 100% to whatever they give him to do.
In the same way that, in a different way, obviously, the same way that Owens and Zayn do. It's that he obviously does it from a different angle than they do. But and Miz as well. Everything you give them, they just go, fine, I'm going to attack this and I'm going to make it as good as it can be.
Orton.
I mean, his job, he's job going to retire in WWE, isn't he? But that's up to him where he goes.
Raquel Rodriguez. They need to get back to mentioning how big her back is.
Her back is enormous.
They haven't mentioned it for a while.
Maybe she's asked them to stop talking about
her. She's got a big back.
Rey Mysterio again retires in that company.
Rhea Ripley. Which
is so weird to say now.
Yeah.
When Rey got released and his knees were shot and everyone was like, oh, it's end. Now he's moving like a fucking 20-year-old. And he's 50 and everyone keeps going, well, he's going to have his retirement match against Dom. It's like, yeah, but he doesn't seem to want or need to retire.
Yeah, you know,
he's still moving. He's had like 3 or 4 really good TV matches already this year. And he's 50 years old.
Yeah.
He's incredible. He will go down as one of the top 10 in-ring workers of all time.
He will.
I think. Rhea.
Keep.
That's probably that might be the easiest.
That might be the decision, yeah. Ridge Holland.
I like Ridge.
Don't.
Does he really add much?
No.
No, I'll get rid of it.
Do you remember when he did that? Did that stupid promo on the main? That stupid thing on the main roster about how apparently all the lads were down the pub watching Sheamus win the Royal Rumble.
Don't think they fucking were, mate.
No, they weren't.
You were playing rugby league back then. You would have been down the pub on a Saturday.
He was too violent for rugby league. That was his gimmick when he first came into WWE, wasn't it?
I like that.
He was too violent for rugby league.
That was the same gimmick that the Goon had.
Yeah, too violent for hockey, yeah. Riley Osborne. Oh, yeah, he's fine.
He's generic.
Yeah. The Rock.
Yeah, probably. Fine. I mean, he's pretty unfireable. Roman.
Yeah.
Roxanne Perez. I mean, fucking, she's the next big women's star, isn't she?
Sam Roberts is annoying as shit.
I don't mind Sam Roberts. We're annoying.
He's better than Pete Rosenberg.
You just hate them because he's got a more successful wrestling podcast than we've got.
I don't hate him.
Samuel Zane. I know that's not what it's short for, but I'm saying.
Yeah, keep it.
I mean, Santos Escobar. I hate him so much.
He's just hanging on to a job, isn't he?
When he came out in the Rumble, I was like, that could have been Dragon League.
Yeah,
Any of the other luchadors. You wanted to throw in there. Saquon Sugars. I don't know who that is.
That's a great name.
What a fucking name.
What a name. Push him. Push him.
Push that fucker to the moon.
Yes.
2026. Saquon Sugars for the Rumble.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
Can we get Saquon Sugars? I don't know. Get Saquon Sugars on the podcast.
But I feel like we just found a podcast favourite, Saquon Sugars.
What I love is, I hope that's a name WWE have come up with, because that's everyone else gets a really generic name for this guy. They've got it. And you are Saquon Sugars.
Yeah, like you are, what was it? Briley Pierce. And you are, Briley Pierce was Ryan Nemeth's name in NXT.
And it will not shock you to learn, for those of you that can't see the picture, that Saquon Sugars in a WWE environment with the name Saquon Sugars is a black man.
He's a black
man. Because WWE.
Yeah.
It's always going to WWE, no matter who's in charge. Yeah. Saquon Sugars.
Saquon Sugars. Sarah Schreiber, keeper. She's an interviewer.
Scarlett Bordeaux.
Yeah, Scarlett Bordeaux. She's great.
I mean, she's there as long as Cross is there,
much. Yeah. Seth Freakin' Rollins.
I mean, you're not going to release him, but he could do with some time off.
Yeah, he could do with some time off. Shawn Michaels. I mean, he's running NXT.
Shawn Spears. I mean, he's serving a purpose there.
Yes.
He's basically...
He's a veteran. He's just there today.
He's half a trainer there as well, isn't he? He's working. So, yeah, you keep Shawn Spears. He's a very solid hand. He knows what he's doing. Shayna Baszler.
Of course you keep Shayna Baszler.
You keep Shayna Baszler?
Yeah.
What's she done, though?
It's a bit... I would be worried.
Sacked
off 1/3 of Pure Fusion Collective.
Are they still going to be Pure Fusion Collective, do you think?
Oh.
Or now it would be
Pure Fusion 2. Pure Fusion Duo.
I mean, that's the worst. I would say it's New so Catch bad. Republic was pretty
bad. Yeah, but Pure Fusion Collective is terrible. PFC. Which is just a cheap chicken shop in the UK.
Yeah, Pete's Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Or... What's a Pennsylvania fried chicken?
Yeah.
Oh, that one doesn't work.
Pittsburgh
fried chicken.
Sheamus. Yeah, keep him.
He's going to retire. I can't imagine we've got long left.
No.
He's a fucking... He goes when he wants. Goes when he wants.
Shiloh Hill. Don't know who that is, but also a great name.
Shinsuke Nakamura. I mean, he's been reborn once more. Shinsuke Nakamura.
But he's been reborn.
Yeah.
And they're giving the US title, I think primarily... for going on the Noah show.
Yeah.
And then, because as soon as that happened, that pushed on.
I mean, that's multi-man or pre-show on WrestleMania, isn't it, the US title right now? I mean, unless Aleister Black is coming back, and then I think he's going to be in that and probably walk away with it. But, you know, Nakamura, and also it shows you that they still don't really trust him to do a lot of work, because his appearance in the Rumble was quite limited, Shinsuke Nakamura, I would say. Shotzi! I like Shotzi.
She's
got a good gimmick. And Triple H fucking loves her.
Yeah.
Like,
and I do feel a bit bad for her. Like, she was the one. She was the one that was meant to be in the Rumble, and on the day was a spot in the Rumble. And she was one they removed to put Alexa Bliss into the Rumble.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she got her spot from Rumble taken away so they could get Alexa Bliss into the Rumble. Yeah, up until the day of the Rumble, she thought she was in the Rumble.
I do feel sorry for her, but it's not like losing your spot to Drew Carey or something.
No.
You're losing it to one of the biggest women stars of the last decade.
Yeah.
Who is making her grand return. Sol Rook is athletic as fuck.
Very impressive.
Oh, here's an interesting. Not going to get released, but no. Solo Sikoa.
Solo Sikoa. He just came back on SmackDown.
Yeah, because all the big stars are busy, and Cody needs someone to fight Chamber. So it's a completely. You're definitely not going to win this title match. Solo Sikoa title shot. I don't know where you go with him.
No, I don't know.
The hope I have is he loses to Cody. He somehow blames that on Jacob. This facilitates to Jacob. The inevitable now, Jacob Fatu face turn, because the crowd are going to fucking cheer him anyway. Don't change him, though. Leave him the same. Yeah. Just have him...
Solo, I think it'll be a thing where, like, there'll be a confrontation and, like, Tama Tonga clearly chooses Jacob Fatu over him.
Yeah.
He's going to be left on his own again.
That moment when, and it will happen, Jacob Fatu doesn't say, I love you, Solo. He says, I loved you, Solo, and murders him.
Yes.
Will be a moment. Oh, because I can't talk enough about how much I love Jacob Fatu.
He's so good.
Why has it taken them this long to get him there? But yes, so...
I like the storyline reasoning. The storyline, the kayfabe reasoning given, was like he was too dangerous.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's like, we didn't want anything to do with him. That was too much.
That's why we never asked him.
Stephanie Vaccaro is so talented.
And also, what I found interesting, hit a 619 on it, and they referred to it as the Tiger Faint Kick, which I've never heard them call it.
Wow.
They didn't call it a 619.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, wow, okay. And also, like, that's not, because the Tiger Faint, he didn't kick people. Ray added it.
Yeah.
Apparently it was Taz's idea, but Ray did it. And yeah, Stephanie Vaccaro, a great athlete. Good so little talented. Showing in the Rumble as
yeah.
well. Stevie Turner, not a fucking
Stevie clue. Turner is... I loved. Did you see any of the when they tried to make Stevie turn during the NXT 2.0 days, the glorious NXT 2.0 days? When they tried to make her like her gimmick was she was a streamer, she was like a Twitch, essentially like their version of a Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
And they did promo videos where she was like talking to the chat and she was using all these Twitch streamer terms. It was so bad. It was so good.
It's not
though.
A bad idea if you
it's
did
not
it
bad
well.
If you did it well, but they're never going to do it well.
Sama. Yeah, of course, he's staying.
Tamina,
the competent one of the team.
What is happening with Tamina?
Is Tamina still work there?
Is she retired?
I don't know. I'm going to say, I don't care.
Give her one more run. Bring her back. Give her one more run. Bring back the Tamina train.
Bring her back with Natalia. Give them another tag title
run. Yeah, give
run.
Her another tag team run. Give them win the tag titles at Mania again.
The other half of Hank and Tank?
Yep, you can stay.
You can stay. Fujinami.
Why is Fujinami on this roster?
Sure, keep Fujinami.
Sure, why not? We're not going to fire him.
Yeah.
Tatum Paxley's great.
Yeah. Tavion
Heights is good.
What a fucking name.
Great
yeah,
name.
Tag
him up with Sugar.
Thea Hale, another good name.
Yeah.
Some of the NXT guys were amazing names.
Thea Hale is good as well.
Right.
She was the one, she was Chase U.
Right, it's Tiffy time.
Tiffy time.
Tommaso Ciampa.
Tommaso Ciampa.
Tonga Loa.
Fire him, man.
Stealing a job, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's just there because his mates and family and brother is good.
They're one of the GO. They're one of Girls of Destiny.
Tony D.
Keep him.
Again, I think he's just in NXT forever.
And I don't think that gimmick comes to the main roster.
Trick Williams speaking. Will be going to the main roster. Troy Yearwood. Not a clue.
Okay.
Big strong boy, Tyler Bate. He will be back and he will be reforming the tag team with Pete. You can't release Tyler if you're not going to release Pete, so let's keep them both.
Tyra May Steele.
Again, now she looks like a gladiator.
Yeah.
So she's wearing a very gladiator headband for people who can't see the picture we're looking at. Keep her based on that.
Tyreek Igwe.
Yep.
And Tyson DuPont.
They can both go because I have no clue who they fucking are.
Uncle Howdy.
He's going to be there as long. Bo Dallas has, again, not only, he's been released a lot and has bounced back every time. I don't think he's going to get released now, at least not until later. Uriah Connors, not even sure who that is.
Yeah, he's in, isn't he in like the same thing as Miles Bourne? The name rings a bell.
Valhalla, the fact that they've not given her a new gimmick and the Viking tag team she's part of is gone.
Got a gimmick, yeah.
It's not looking good for Sarah Logan. I think.
Which is a shame. I'm about to say I like Sarah Logan. I like her wrestling. I don't necessarily agree with her as a person.
Does she have some views? I don't know about her views.
Yes, she does.
But those views are widely shared by some of the higher-ups in WWE.
Yeah, that's the thing. She should maybe find
Vic Joseph, baby!
I love Vic Joseph. The patience of a saint. How this man gets through working with Booker T.
I have a feeling he's jabbing himself in the leg with a knife for the entire broadcast. It'll be over soon. It'll be over soon.
Wade Barrett. Keep him.
Love him.
He was so good at the Rumble. His commentary is so good.
He's good. And also, like, I feel like they will have him wrestle again. It's like a one-off at some point. Maybe in England.
Wendy Chu.
They'll keep her.
They'll keep her. Although I could see her, like, working in TNA more than she works. Wesley, keep.
Keep. Wolfgang, fuck off. He can fuck off with the coffees. Back to, not that we're anti-Scotland, but...
honestly, he's the only one I'd maybe think about keeping.
The thing is, if he just doesn't look like a WWE. I'm never one for you have to look like a wrestler. But he just looks indie. Like, the coffees at least, like they look like wrestlers.
Yeah,
like,
Wolfie
is like a hard bloke at a pub, which is nothing wrong with that, by the way. But
Ren Sinclair?
Not a clue.
She can stay.
Are you going to get rid of Xavier Woods? We're going to keep him? Yeah, we'll keep that guy. Inamura, for some reason, is on the roster.
Well, because he works NXT.
Oh, of course he does.
He's doing a program at the moment with him and... oh, who's his tag partner? Is that Josh Briggs?
Might be.
Yeah, Josh Briggs. Because Inamura... The storyline is, Inamura, when Josh Briggs went over to Japan, that's it, because he went to work. No, didn't he? Inamura put him up. I was like a friend with him. So now they've got this tag team that Inamura's been signed by NXT. He's basically doing... I think it's basically an NXT excursion.
Is he signed WWE?
I think it's basically an NXT excursion.
Okay.
But 2 weeks, they've walked up to Axe Fraxium and asked for a tag team title shot. And I'm like, no. So, I love Inamura.
All right, and takes us into the Z's. Zarya.
Zarya's staying.
Zelina Vega.
Staying. Stay.
She's just gone to SmackDown.
Yeah. Like,
are they going to put back? Will they put back with Andrade? Will they reunite that?
I think that's what they think. Because they did the backstage thing with The Miz. We're looking for friends on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And when he talked to Andrade, Andrade was like, you know, it's a good idea. I could use some help.
Yeah.
And was like, but not you, and walked away.
Well, that does really think of your career's not gone any further forward. You guys are back together.
Back together.
Xena Sterling.
Don't know who that is.
Last one, and I think massive yes to keep. Zoe Stark. Again, up there with Ivy Nile, those two are going to be pushing into that mid-card title.
Yeah, they both looked impressive in the Rumble.
Yeah. Zoe, I mean, it's interesting to see where they go with Zoe Stark and Shayna Baszler, just on the virtue that they've sacked Sonya
Deville again.
But I think the fact that they've not got rid of those two shows that they've got plans, especially if they must have plans for Zoe Stark.
I think Zoe Stark and Sonya Deville could be a great runners tag champs.
Shayna Baszler.
Shayna Baszler, sorry. Who did I say?
You said Sonya Deville, which is understandable.
I meant Shayna Baszler.
But I think it's going to go the way of, I reckon, so Sonya goes, they'll run with Shayna and Zoe for a bit. Zoe will turn face on Shayna at some point, because Zoe just, some more crowd-pleasing stuff.
Yes.
So anyway, that's our review of all the roster.
Let us know in the comments which ones you agree, which ones you disagree. Are you secretly a big Gallus fan? Would you keep Gallus?
Tell us what names you enjoyed the most of the NXT wrestlers who, let's face it, none of us really know.
No. I feel bad. I watch NXT. I should know.
Sugar's going to get some love.
Yes.
All right, this has been the Wrestle Club Podcast. I've been Mark Crown.
I've been Richard Wright. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks so much for joining us.
A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!